Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Oh, Patsy, don't you put me down. Patsy, don't you put me down. Oh, Patsy, don't you put me down. Don't color me cruel.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The veteran English songwriter Richard Thompson has had many stages to his career, from the folk rock of the band Fairport Convention in the late 60s, to his 1,000 years of popular music project, to his latest album done with Jeff Tweedy of the band Wilco. The album is called Still, and it has all the earmarks of a Richard Thompson record: his distinctive voice, that subtly brilliant guitar playing, and of course the laser precision of the songwriting. But there were some surprises too. Richard Thompson is back with us on Soundcheck today. We'll find out more after he plays a song for us. This one's called Beatnik Walking.
Hand me down my walking shoes, Mr. Murdoch's news. I'm going thunder, rain or shine. Got a papoose on my back. We're on the right track, Jack, to leave the beatnik blues behind. Amsterdam, where good things come in threes. Soothe your trouble, mind and shooting the breeze. Take the path down to the mill. I'm gonna get my fill. I'm gonna eat till the pot runs dry. And Frank's house and Rembrandt's tomb, I better make some room, 'cause Brother Vincent's on my mind. Life goes on behind the tiles and chintzes. Dirty water fit for kings and princes. Amsterdam, where good things come in threes. Soothe your trouble, mind and shooting the breeze. The Dutch is not a loving tongue. You say your peace and run. You sure you care in other ways. Sailors in Sunday best. I'm feeling overdressed. I've got to lose these blacks and grays. Hand me down my walking shoes. Oh, hand me down my walking shoes. Got to leave these beatnik blues behind. Got to leave these beatnik blues behind. Richard
Thompson, live in the Soundcheck studio with his song Beatnik Walking, which is from his new album called Still. But that's a solo version. Richard Thompson, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm so glad that, you know, you've been here a number of times over the years. I'm so glad you're comfortable enough to join us on Soundcheck in your shorts.
In my shorts. Well, I'm dressed for the radio.
Now, is that song Beatnik Walking, is there kind of a wink there towards maybe some of your older fans, you know, the ones who maybe have been with you since the beginning?
Those old people, yes. A wink, well, I don't know about that. I don't know if... the song is basically a walking tour of Amsterdam, city of Amsterdam, so I don't know if people go from Amsterdam to imbibe in those strange cafes they have over there, with their lax European laws. I like the city for other reasons, and I try to sprinkle a few landmarks through the song, so you know, like Anne Frank's house,
and Vincent van Gogh.
Exactly. You know, and yeah.
So this is from the new record called Still, which you did with Jeff Tweedy from the band Wilco. You have been making records a long time. Were you just looking for something new?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I sort of know how to make records a certain way, but you can get tired of your own choices, so it's nice to bring in other collaborators sometimes, different pairs of ears that might send you in different directions. Because you want to be surprised when you make a record.
Right.
You know.
So did you have an idea of why you were choosing Jeff and what you kind of hoped to get out of that collaboration?
He's a roots-based musician, and I think our tastes certainly overlap if they're not exactly mirrored. But I particularly like what he did with the Mavis Staples record. I thought that was a fantastic record.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if he could do that for Mavis, perhaps he could do something for us as well. So I just thought he'd be a great choice, and he was.
And so was there, at the end of the day, was there a surprise for you when you heard the final playback?
No, not so much during the final playback, because it's a process. You look at the songs, you tweak the songs a little bit, you know, you talk backwards and forwards about you know, what a particular song needs in recording. So it's an evolving process. So I was, happily surprised all the way through. And then Jeff would do some interesting kind of overdub ideas, which also worked really well. So I was endlessly happy.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, a lot of times people talk about the process in the studio, and you're so focused on, you know, to use a familiar metaphor, you're so focused on the trees, the individual trees, that it isn't till the end when you actually get to see kind of the shape of the forest.
I think that's true. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's a very involving process, and there's various ways to make records. Some people can take quite a detached approach and kind of build a record brick by brick almost, you know, and still make something very interesting, whereas I find if I don't do it as live as possible, it tends to sound a bit dead. So I really try and go for it, you know, as fast as possible.
Are you in the room with the trio? You know, you're all there sort of recording it as if live?
Oh, no, I don't talk to the trio, no. I phone it in from a beach somewhere. There's three of us in the room, but usually on the record, often what we had a second guitar player called Jim Elkington from Jeff Tweedy's band Tweedy. Yes, okay, yeah.
Yep.
You know what I mean.
Yep. That's the band with his son in it, right?
Exactly, yeah. With Spencer, yeah. And sometimes Jeff would play something as well, so there might be five of us playing. But we're going for performances in the studio.
So what is that studio like? I mean, I hear it's just like littered with instruments of every conceivable shape and size.
Yeah, well, it's basically a loft. It's an industrial loft space, big. I couldn't tell you the actual size. I mean, it seems about the size of an ice hockey rink. It's just stuffed with instruments. There's guitars, maybe probably hundreds, keyboards the same, amps, drum sets, you know. And the studio is a kind of corner of that space. So you're sitting in amongst all this stuff, you know. So it's easy to say, well, I think I need a different guitar for this song. And you just reach over to the wall and grab something interesting off the wall.
Well, it sounds like it could be really distracting as well, and that you need to have a certain amount of self-discipline to just, I'm here, the guys are here, this is the song, this is what we're doing. I don't need whatever that gizmo is in the corner over there, although it looks really interesting.
Yeah, it's endless. I mean, I was glad we were able to go in, you know, the afternoon before to satisfy our curiosity and be kids in a candy shop, you know, for a few hours anyway.
Yeah. So did you arrive with the songs pretty much fully formed? Or are you one of those people who, you know, songs will just kind of spring out of the recording process at times?
Rarely. Sometimes. I like to go in prepared anyway. I mean, if something else occurs to you in the studio, that's great. But I like to be covered. I have literally heard of artists going in with absolutely nothing. You know, first day of recording, they're just, you know, they're sort of banging on chairs and sort of, you know, hitting piano notes at random just to try and come up with an idea for a song. I think that's a very wasteful way of going about it. So I like to have my stuff together. So we went in with 12 songs and probably with the idea of keeping 10, but we kept 12. Mm. So that was nice.
So the results are this album called Still, which is out now, Richard Thompson, produced by Jeff Tweedy. And one of the songs on it, All Buttoned Up. Now, on the record, this is kind of a plugged in, you know, the band's kind of chugging along.
Yeah, it's a funky thing, yeah.
Yeah. But you're going to do a solo version for us?
I'm going to just play it as loud as possible. So you don't miss anything.
It's Richard Thompson, live on Soundcheck.
Got a gal, best girl in the world, but she won't give me a taste of it. Saving a bed, a maiden head, that's what I call a waste of it. Says her arms to hide all her charms, like she's living in a nunnery. Tips me a wink, drives me to drink, you know, she's only making fun of me. She's all buttoned up, you know, she's all buttoned up. She's all buttoned up, you know, she's all buttoned up. Get a squeeze if I say please. I might even manage a kiss of her. But I'd get a slap if I sit her on my lap. I call that so remiss of her. She's all buttoned up, you know. She's all buttoned up. She's all buttoned up, you know. She's all buttoned up, no place to go. Hates the stuff I bring her. She wants diamonds on her finger, but she wouldn't let me in. Frothing up the mouth and calling on her foot like a rin-tin-tin. My girl Kate, she wants me to wait, but I've got urges, don't I? I've got desires, raging fires, but I'll do the right thing, won't I? She's all buttoned up, you know. She's all buttoned up. She's all buttoned up, you know. She's all buttoned up, no place to go. She's all buttoned up, you know. She's all buttoned up. She's all buttoned up, you know. She's all buttoned up, no place to go.
Richard Thompson with his song All Buttoned Up. You'll find an electric version of that with the band on his new album called Still. That's a solo version. Richard Thompson, unplugged here in the Soundcheck studio. So there are a number of songs here, Richard, and this is certainly not the first time you've done this, where there are kind of surprising harmonic twists, unexpected chord changes, even at one point in that song, which that's an open tuning that you did. So is that a function of the way you tune the guitar, or is it just?
Well, I'm only in a funny tuning to perform it acoustically. Well, when I play it with the band, I play straight tuning. So it's a compositional thing, I think. It starts in the composition. And, you know, it depends what your influences are, what you listen to. So perhaps the bridge is a little strange. You know, the bridge comes from somewhere else, comes from, you know, Tim Pan Alley or you know, Lucio Berio or somewhere, you know, who knows? Who can say? Who can say?
Well, you could. You wrote it.
I could say, well, I don't know the answer. You know, you accumulate all this stuff and it regurgitates in some fashion. And off you go.
Well, I mean, you know, you talked a moment ago about, you know, working with Jeff Tweedy because he was also a roots-based musician. And a lot of roots music is about kind of picking a key or at least a tonal center and you kind of stick with it, which is why you find drones.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Whereas your kind of wandering ear speaks more of jazz or, you know.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I listen to a lot of classical music, so that might influence me.
Yeah.
Although I don't want to play it. Some ideas. I mean, you know, I go to classical music to learn stuff, to learn about harmony, because I'm basically a folkie. So if I want to expand what I do, I have to go to jazz or classical to kind of pick up harmonic ideas. Mm-hmm. So maybe some of that creeps in sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Luciano Berio, which is, you know, the Italian composer of the 20th century who was sort of at the very edges of harmony.
Some would say at the edges. I love that stuff. I think it's fantastic. It's strange to think of music that's, in some cases, like 100 years old that sounds, you know, beyond modern. You know,
right.
That we retreated from that point, in a sense.
Well, let's also remember, was it 69, when Berio did his Sinfonia, where he was essentially sampling? You know, maybe not with records on a turntable, but, you know, lifting whole bits of music from other people and
interesting
sticking
stuff. Yeah, it's all been done.
Yes, yeah. Now, one of the interesting moments on the new album is the final piece called Guitar Heroes, which is this kind of epic romp through a lot of these. You know, you mentioned listening to jazz. Django Reinhardt is clearly an inspiration. You sort of toss off.
Well, you know, it's stuff I grew up with. My father had a good record collection, including Django and Les Paul, you know, as well as, you know, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, that kind of stuff. So I heard that from a very early age. And then, you know, the rock and roll guys sort of crept into my life after that. And, you know, and Hank Marvin of the Shadows, who is a great hero in the UK.
And is also kind of given a shout out in this
song. He gets a shout, absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally.
So is this kind of a catalog of early influences for you?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think I picked five guitar players that probably are, you know, the strongest influences, you know, from the 50s and 60s, you know, that I was listening to when I was a kid. We could have an even longer song that includes about another 15 guitar players. I mean, as it is, it's 8 minutes.
Yeah,
It's an epic. but because the quotes are not short, you know, I give every quote like a minute at least.
Right.
So it's very self-indulgent.
But it's also really nice because it's this kind of lighthearted almanac, musical almanac.
You know, it says, you know, I can't go out with my friends on a Saturday night. You know, my parents are going to throw me out. My girlfriend's going to dump me. And it's all true. You know, this is what life is like for the obsessed, you know, spotty nerd guitar player. You know, teenage loser, you know, sitting in his bedroom. You know, maybe that's what you have to go through in order to get to the next level.
This is, I want to play just a little bit of it for you. This is from the Richard Thompson album, Still, just a little bit of his piece, Guitar Heroes.
If I don't do my homework, I've got to go. They can't teach me what I got to know. How do I make my guitar sound like Les Paul?
Okay, so that's a little bit of Guitar Heroes from my guest Richard Thompson. You mentioned Les Paul, and most of the song is electric guitar. Here you mention the father of the electric guitar, and your solo is acoustic.
We recorded this, we didn't want to edit it together, so we did this, as a live recording, and I played acoustic guitar on it, just because I thought that would be easiest, and then I could overdub everything. But I sort of like the Les Paul section acoustic. I don't know why. I obviously should have dragged one of 50 Les Pauls off of Jeff Tweedy's wall, but I did the double speed guitar on there. There's a double speed kind of Les Paul style overdub on there, which is on a Les Paul. I know what you mean. I'm sorry about that.
What about the album title? It's called Still.
It's
not a very still. So it's not like a placid kind of unruffled surface. So it's a different kind of still.
Well, I'll let you into a secret. The title went with a particular album concept, like a visual concept. But then the cover got changed. But we thought, that's a nice title. We'll just keep the title. So you might be reading in far too much than is actually there. It's just a nice title that went with a certain image.
I took it to mean still, as in still here.
Still here.
Not going anywhere. Still writing my songs, making my records.
Is he still doing that same old stuff?
Is he still doing that? Still?
Is he still alive?
But after the last solo record, which was Acoustic Classics, you revisiting old songs, just you, like you're doing today, solo on the guitar, you're now touring back around with the band.
Yes.
That's got to be a lot of fun.
It's great fun, yeah. It's a more social kind of touring, more people on the road. It's fun.
But there is a song on the record that, struck me as something you could easily do solo, and that is Josephine. Which is one of the starker moments on the record.
It's basically an acoustic performance. We tweaked it a little bit on the record, but basically it's something I can do. I could even do it now.
Would you?
Well, it seems you are so nice that I could, actually.
All right, it's Richard Thompson. The song is called Josephine. You'll find it on the new record called Still. And here's a live performance on Soundcheck.
Josephine paces the room. Josephine wishes the stars would appear. Breathless, she'll run to her tryst on the brow of the hill, if God will. Josephine looks for a rose to perfume the tight, angry curls of her hair. He'll come this once and maybe again, but where? Oh, when? And the leaves blowing, the leaves blowing to the hall. Josephine dresses her wound. One scent of blood and he might disappear. Or maybe he'll want to devour her whole and complete in a heartbeat. Josephine talks in her sleep. More friends around her asleep than awake. Cries desolation to phantoms, but nobody hears the dream's tease. And the leaves blowing, and the leaves blowing to the hall. Josephine Josephine writes on the wall. It's all the thoughts that escape from her head. Hundreds and thousands of words written small on the wall. That's all.
That is Richard Thompson, live on Soundcheck with the song Josephine. It's a great song. And sort of brings me back to what we were talking about before, Richard, which is, you know, in the song Guitar Heroes, you talk about a lot of the guitarists that meant a lot to you when you were learning to play, most of whom were kind of in the, with maybe the exception of Django Reinhardt, in the kind of rock and roll, early rock and roll era.
Sure, yeah.
Where did you learn this kind of hybrid picking technique?
Oh, picking stuff.
Who were your picking heroes?
My picking heroes. Well, you know, I learned to flat pick with a plectrum, lovely word, plectrum. And I learned to finger pick. I learned classical a little bit when I was a kid as well. So, you know, I'd be sitting in front of the TV and I'd be strumming something and I'd be too lazy to put the pick down or too distracted to put the pick down. So I just start playing with picking fingers. And, you know, it's not something I learned from anybody else. I know other people who do it. I think Glenn Campbell used to play that way. Albert Lee, I think, plays like that as well. But I think it's something that you just acquire through a shortcut. But it's a useful technique, though. There are things you can do on it with it you can't do in any other way.
So, yeah.
So it's handy.
And it's not the kind of thing that gets taught because it's not considered, I mean, it's not proper technique.
Well, no, it isn't. If you come to my guitar camp, then I can teach you how to hybrid pick. You know.
Well, you'll have a real job of it teaching me to do that.
Well, you or somebody like you, anyway.
So the album's called Still. It is out now. It's great to have you back. Still here, still playing these great songs. Richard, a real pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.
Wish I could give love to you and life to you. To you, as you look through me to something else. In your face, I think I see twisted.